Thank you, David. Welcome, everyone. Yeah.
I want to add something kind of what David was saying. I think I'm not on somehow.
Would you like me to turn you on?
Later.
So, baby, speak into my microphone. You know, after 32 years, you know, it's still, I still get a thrill.
What's going on, John? Baby, I am on.
She's on. I'll talk.
That would not be my fault. This says on and battery is green.
Go see John. Go see John. I'll talk. David, you're looking snappy today.
Well, thank you.
You know, nice shirt, nice vest on, cowboy boots, and I noticed there's a number of people in the room that got a little dressed up today. Not me, but others. I don't know if we can get a shot on Sart over here. Sart, go ahead and stand up. God, look at that. Jeez. Wow. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd think he's a DEA agent or something, you know, coming to spy on us, you know, always in disguise. One moment in an Egyptian outfit, the next minute in a suit. And what are you going to wear next month? Yeah. Well, I meant to get out and get a suit since our last meeting, a nice one, you know, with a kind of a tailored French cut per Adamus. I just didn't have time. So I'm in my mountain man suit, you know, boots, jeans, and a jacket. But at least I have the jacket on.
I think Sart.
This is bold. What are you talking about? You know, I like to blend with nature, and it's autumn.
Jeff is very conflicted.
Not like what I do for a living.
Yeah, I know. Not really quite sure how to move, because the role that you see here is a very hot role for Jeff. So
really bold.
Really bold. Yeah. And truly, we just haven't had the time to find the damn ruffled shirt.
We haven't. And, you know, and quite frankly, I am a little challenged by Adamus's request. First of all, we're going to France in a couple days, and maybe I'll get something there. And if not there, we're going to Rome after, maybe a nice Italian suit or something. Yeah. And let Adamus pay for it. And secondly, and this is something that tall people will understand. Yeah, I've always been tall.
A tall?
I was trying to say, you might want to listen. You know, I've always been tall all of my life. And I can remember particularly when I was...
I am tall as well.
You're very
it's
tall.
Merely a perception.
Yeah. Just I remember like when I was 12, 13 years old and really growing fast. And I felt so awkward. And, you know, tall people, I think a lot of us, we kind of want to just blend in a little bit. You don't want to look like a strawberry patch in the middle of the desert or anything, you know. So you just tend to... I just made that up. So
I can feel that. I can feel it.
You just tend to dress a little quieter. But one of these months, also for years and years, I did in the business world, I wore a suit every day, suit and tie.
I was going to make that comment.
Yeah, so
and he was wearing athletic cut Nino Cerruti suits, and
that was years ago.
But, baby, you were hot. I got the photos.
Anyway,
I got the photos.
Well, speaking of looks, a good-looking group here today, as Katumi would say.
We're going to participate. It's a conversation.
Okay.
I, on the other hand, am tortured in another way. Oh. Literally, I really had decided what I was going to wear today, and I was going to, you know, so what? And I thought, so much going on.
What were you going to wear?
I should probably touch bases with Jeff.
Yeah.
So
she did.
I did, and clearly I got talked out of it. I had all my stuff prepared. I have new red contacts with yellow fire in the middle of them. And I had my witch's hat, and I was carrying my my big box of theater makeup and said, Jeff, I'd like to go as a role. It's Halloween month. I either want to go as a zombie or a witch. Which is it? And he said, you know, they're already talking about us.
Well, you kind of wanted to do a little pre-Halloween thing. And
I wanted to do a role, and this is the month to do roles, because everybody, October 31, has a license to be in a role, in the United States anyways.
So I kind of kiboshed that.
I resisted.
I know, you know. All right, now, but I'll tell you the rest of the story. So Linda came up to me about an hour or so before we came over and wanted to know about dressing like a witch or, you know, demon or something.
Zombie.
And, hey, you know, the first thing that hit me was the fact that this morning I had about 8 really vile emails about the work that we do. And, I mean, really ugly, ugly stuff, all from the same person. But you know, actually...
Was it someone from my family?
No. That was yesterday. And actually, for some reason, since we started this new series, we've gotten a tremendous amount of really loving, wonderful...
Extreme.
You know, emails. But then, on the other hand, probably had more nasty emails in the last month than the whole past 10 years. And I'm like...
There's no middle of the road
and
here.
And I haven't showed them to Linda, didn't even tell her about them.
And that's a blessing.
And because you don't want to hear what they say. But, you know, those are things that
and
you just
Jeff
have to...
said, maybe that witch costume would not be the best thing for you to wear today.
Yeah. So, but, you know, in reality, it probably should have been. It would really give them something to talk about. And
well,
anyway.
I do it well, trust me.
Anyway, speaking of good looking...
Oh,
and the group.
So thank you, Sart, for showing up in your role. You do it well. For all of us that know your range and ability. And I want to also particularly thank Kathy. That song
was beautiful.
Was so perfect in this moment. It was very perfect. Thank you.
That was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, and with that, I'll even throw... Oh, no, not ready for the slide. Okay. But I wanted to point out, this is important. I've been waiting.
I don't want to interrupt you.
All yesterday and today just to announce that, speaking of good looking, as you know, we continue to improve the hall here. And we have new blackout blinds. Instead of throwing, you know, fabric over the window, we are really getting uptown. I mean, if you don't mind, Roy, I'm going to, like, demonstrate here. Whoa. 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 So...
Special thanks to Joe Collins and Susie for coordinating and arranging that happening. They were in here and took care of that on Friday. And Susie worked it out through
know,
the hall, and Joe installed it. Thank you.
And a couple other things. The electric was recently redone here in the hall. Susie has been in here
that was
with
yesterday.
The master electricians redoing it, which is nice. Less worry about fire. And the big news is that there is now a new urinal in the men's room. Yeah, it's exactly.
And those of you that haven't been here before...
That's a big deal.
You need to realize it's a really big deal. They were really getting tired of that hole in the floor.
The old urinal didn't work so well. This new one is really fancy. That works when you flush it. We don't have to have little signs on it above it, you know.
I think that's too much information.
How do you say, and I was just going to say, later
on... Do we have a girl tour later?
Later on, Garrett is going to give tours of the men's... Anyway. Let's move along. We have a lot to talk about today.
Oh, including our out-of-town guests.
Yeah. First, now's the time to do that.
Welcome everyone here. All of you that are listening in, we can feel you too, and we invite you to know, and we all feel, and we thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we have people from all around the world listening in.
It's right.
3 o'clock in the morning in some places.
That's right.
And 8, 9 o'clock at night in others, and we appreciate everybody
That's
tuning
correct.
In.
Let
me mention one other thing.
Please.
Last month, we had a lot of trouble with the video webcast, partly because we had just a... We're inundated with people listening, and the service that we use couldn't handle all that. We were also using a new technology, Flash rather than RealPlayer. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think it was just so many people listening in John has you're testing a new server today. We're up online. It's looking good, I hope. And if you do lose your video, which tends to happen right about the time the channel starts.
Everyone logs in at once?
Yeah.
Before the channel.
If you do lose it, just go to your audio only. Wait a little bit and then try to get back in later. But the audio only should work fine.
Okay. And a few special guests here in person live. We have Robert Carter from Jefferson City, Missouri.
Hey.
Hi, Robert.
Glad to see you back.
And we have Kathleen Collins from Salt Lake City, Utah. Where are you?
Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing?
I'm glad you could be here.
Did you drive over or fly? Yeah.
Oh, that's a big drive. Time of year, though.
Well, it's just real good if you want solitary quiet.
Did you do the mountains or did you do the windy Wyoming way?
I went I-70 way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's faster,
yeah.
Yeah.
Not as pretty, though.
Glad you're here.
Thank you. And from Perth, Australia.
That's a long, long
way. That is the other side
away.
Of the freaking world.
A long way away.
Nosheen, where are you?
Right here.
Hello, Nosheen. Good to see you again. I don't think we've seen you since New Zealand or the Midsummer?
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Perth is to Sydney like L.A. is to New York. It's on way on the other side. You know, you're not in Sydney. You just don't say, well, let's go to Perth. Yeah. I heard it's beautiful, though. Boy, it's putting me on the spot. Next week, no, we're going to be in France. We're actually trying to schedule to come back and we'll make every effort, or no effort, to come to Perth. Thank you.
It is certainly on our list of rounds to make. It does take us time to cycle through, and there are plenty of requests, and we want to honor all of them at some point or another. Trust me, we are not suffering to go to New Zealand.
No,
very
or
easy.
Australia.
Very beautiful, yeah. We love what we do, and we can't possibly get to all the places we want to fast enough, is literally what it boils down to. There is no place that we go that we aren't treated incredibly wonderfully. It's such an amazing gift to see, go anywhere in the world, and yet as different as every single culture is, every single time when the Shambra show up, there's a beauty that is unmistakable. And it's truly a gift and an honor that we get to experience it all over the world. It's unbelievable. You agree?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Other than that, I was just thinking, geez, we were in our hometown, Appleton, last week. I don't know if that falls in there, but anyway, move along.
I think it's time that you release that.
Whoa, Adamas. No, actually, I've got some pictures, at least up in Door County. It was beautiful. It was nice.
I'm talking about Appleton, your Appleton issue.
Okay. I'm not going to go into it here, but...
Could you feel the pain?
Yeah.
So we're both, you know, it's been interesting because with Adamus, it was too ironic that we're walking into the newest evolution of energies and potential, and he kind of begged us not to try to define new energy, but then it was such an incredible irony to go to this new Adamus feeling interdimensional.
It was an amazing mystery school.
Very, very amazing the way it invites you, you know, to move. And then 2 days later, we're back at the little town where we grew up with both our families going, whoa.
That was a mystery school in itself.
Yeah, it was a mystery. Well, in a way, and it was interesting because it was a gift because I got to see the effect. I got to notice how things changed, how not they don't have to, but how I'm allowing it to change. Okay.
Okay.
I'm almost preaching, but I'm not.
Not quite.
Not trying to. Okay. Michael Larson from Ogden, Utah. Where are you?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Have you noticed our Utah neighbors are almost like locals?
Well, and we've had a lot of people from Utah lately. You know, actually, we need to go back to Salt Lake.
We do.
I actually enjoy it there. I'd love to do it. We were there a couple years ago with Norman Garrett, and 4 years ago, and we went down to Temple Square and the whole thing. It was amazing.
And the Wright sisters are missing. I guess they didn't get to make it, but I think they're coming to France, so it was probably too much.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Okay, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, anybody else here that we missed that you're not on my list?
Out of state?
Where are you?
Craig, Colorado.
That's great. Good. Thank you. Glad you could be here.
Yeah.
Oh, and Gabriela.
Gabriela.
Well, I don't know. She hardly counts.
I don't know. You're kind of...
She's bi-national.
Bi-national. Yeah, so...
Yeah, she's bi-national.
You get a half of acknowledgement, but not the full. So... Tequila, you get full acknowledgement. Okay.
It's a sort of like a dual citizenship. She's sort of, you know, she's a... Yeah. Good to see you here. You want to say hi to them?
Hi to all of you.
Okay.
Good.
We have quite a bit to go through, so I'm going to jump into it again today. Live music with Kathy Nelson. You just heard her beautiful song. Really beautiful. Kathy, you say you can download it at your website. Uh-huh. And it's Kathy-Nelson.com.
Kathy, do we have your permission to play that at workshops for people and tell them what it is?
Wow.
Good. That was very beautiful.
Really beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. And Kathy's going to be playing throughout the day. So let's do a quick review of last month. You all remember last month, Adama's coming. I didn't until I read the shoud. So Linda's going to read some of the highlights, and I'll make a few comments.
Well, and you can just imagine, I used to try to, quote, imitate Tobias, but I wouldn't dare think of doing it with St. Germain. So I just will be reading. You've been through many, many lifetimes of challenges. You've been through 10 years of going from elementary school, in a spiritual sense, through high school, college, and now you're ready for master's school. I'm going to ask you to do one favor here. At the very start, let go of anything that you know about me, for I am not the past coming back to continue the past. My energy is now as Adama's.
I thought that comment when he said it last month kind of took me by surprise a little bit, but I realized what he's saying is he is the essence of Saint Germain. He's coming to us as Adama's, and I think we've all worked with him one way or the other, in this lifetime, other lifetimes. There's a variety of opinions about Adama's, ranging from some people actually emailed after last month and said they're really afraid of him, and others are just so delighted that he's coming back. Others, jury's still kind of out, but he's saying, let's let go of all of that. He's coming to us as Adama's now, not as Saint Germain from the mystery schools or from whatever your relationship was in the past.
But I got that he doesn't mind if you like to laugh and play with that role of who we've always thought he was.
Exactly.
That role is okay, but in terms of the work and going forward, that invites us to expand and allow.
Well, you know, for instance, he asked me to read the Unveiled Mysteries, and I started to read it, and I was like, oh my gosh, it seemed really, really old, but his point he was trying to make to me is that he's not that Saint Germain. It's not from 40, 50 years ago. He's not going to be doing the purple ray or any of the other things. It's Adama's and still has the essence of Saint Germain, but it's Adama's. And anyway, that's...
It's not unlike what Tobias offered to us. Even though before he left, any of you that were there and heard the last channels, particularly the description of Kathumi, we were given a much broader clarity and understanding of the energy of Tobias, which was far-reaching beyond just the role that the Tobias that he presented us at the Crimson Circle.
Yep.
And so I think we were all pretty well set up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one.
Yep.
One of the important things is for all of Chambra to share their experiences with each other, communicate with each other about your individual experiences, particularly as we get into these shouds over the next year or so. We're going to be going through some very specific homework, discussions, and learning together.
Yeah, I think one of the important things about where we've all come from is getting together like this, or when we meet at a workshop, so much of it is not about the workshop or the school, but it's about the interplay with each other, the discussions, and realizing no matter what our individual personal experiences are, we're really sharing a lot of experiences together. And as we go into the what we're all calling the new energy, it's so important to share with others because, first of all, expressing, getting out what you're feeling, going through, is good for all of us. By sharing it with others, they understand that they're going through something very similar, and then they don't feel alone or like islands. We know we're doing this together, each in our own unique way. Of course, we have the Crimson Circle message board, and after the last month's shout, Gene Tinder reorganized that, make it a little bit easier to navigate. There was a lot of different rooms within the message board, but we reserve two rooms in particular. One is called, I believe, the Master's Room, and the other is called the Chambra Family Room, if I'm not mistaken. And these are going to be for posting your experiences, and not for a lot of arguing or chatting, smiley faces, but really honoring people for what they say. Now, if you like the free-for-all, you like some of the dramatic energy, go to the Chambra Coliseum. But if you really want to post about your new energy experiences and you would like somebody to reply, not in judgment, but from what they got from it, the wonderful places to go. Keep a journal if you like doing that. Keep some notes. I have a feeling as we go forward, you're going to want to look back from time to time just to see how far you've come and to remember some of those amazing insights that I know you get. You ever get one of those aha moments, and it's just profound, and you say, I'm never going to forget this. I mean, it's so clear. How could I forget? And then the next day, what was that? But if you just write little notes to yourself, keep a journal, and then eventually share what you're going through. It's helpful to everybody.
He specifically says to start a journal.
Yeah, and it's also...
I'm afraid to write this stuff down.
It's also kind of our... by writing it down, it really puts that potential into general consciousness in a very tangible way. It's not just floating out there, but it really brings it in. And I have a feeling someday, like one of our Launchpad people today... she turned some of her experiences, notes to herself, into a book. So you never know.
Never know. We're going to go into areas that require you to have the utmost trust in yourself. You'll learn to love yourself in a way that you can't imagine right now. In going beyond the mind and the old human programming, we're going to go into experience. In new energy, once and for all, experience your creation. Then you'll understand the words, you are God also. The words will become meaningless, and it will become the experience.
And this is perhaps the wonderful part, or maybe the frightening part, about where we're going. You know how it's real easy to get into your mind, or when we get philosophical, we just talk about things. That's nothing compared to actually experiencing life, whether it's with your normal day-to-day, a business, a new creation, anything. Going forward, it's going to be about experience and not just talking about it, not contemplating it, but actually going out there and doing it. And I know Adamus is going to be encouraging all of us to have experiences. Yeah. And part of us goes, oh, no, but experiences,
I think we already are. Is anybody not having experiences yet?
I'm the only one.
I don't want to be that simplistic, but hello.
And he went on to say,
we're going to explore the locked or the hidden potentials of the past. The past contains a tremendous amount of love, but so much of it's locked up in belief systems and history. Going into the past and unlocking its potentials and alternative realities is a very dangerous thing. This will get you emails. There are dragons and demons guarding the doors of the past, partly for your safeguarding, partly for your sense of illusion. We're going to go back into the past now and unlock these potentials. It changes the present. It changes the past. It changes the course of your history. It changes everything. You're going to discover things about yourself that will amaze you.
And, of course, that's a little scary. I'm not sure I really want to go into the past. You know, I just kind of want to move beyond it. But he says that's one of the things we're going to be doing is unlocking those potentials. So
I actually found the words extremely disturbing.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I particularly didn't care for those hellish sort of churchy words about dragons and demons.
And yeah, but I think everybody knows that they're kind of there. I think we all confront, okay.
I've actually really been feeling with this and really contribute after I share my little piece.
Underline the word after.
No, I'm just being silly. No, what it dawned on me that there are certain things like that it really disturbs me because people and myself, you get stuck and caught in that. And I thought about why would we use these words? And it occurred to me they're deliberate. They are to be scary. It's on purpose that when you read stuff, sort of airy-fairy stuff, that, you know, you could say this same thing and not even get anybody's attention. And with Saint Germain, he's not going to let you sit in your seat and go like this.
No.
No. You know, it's all right here, present, in the now, in the now. So he will use words that are meant to evoke things, that are meant to inspire and make sure that we're not standing still in too much.
We're moving.
So I found those words disturbing. What I don't like about them is people can take stuff like that out of context and then say, oh, see what the Crimson Circle is? Look at this. When if you really are truly involved in this, you know what the spirit of it really was, what it was meant to do.
Thank you.
Was that too scary?
No. It's a good observation.
Thank you. Oh, I'm reading again. Okay, next slide.
Next.
I'm going to ask you to keep track of your experiences. It may be a diary.
Yeah, you jumped ahead one.
Oh.
Or you're going back, actually. You're going back into the past.
Okay. We're going to go together into the future and its potentials. We're going to be forecasters. Oh, I love that. Mm. We're going to look at the direction that humanity is going in. We're going to take a look at your own creations that are sitting out there in the future. I'm looking forward to walking out there with you where you're conscious of what's out in your future. We're going to take a look at the past, the future, and we're going to bring it all into the present moment where it is actualized and materialized, where it is actually experienced.
So it sounds pretty multidimensional. We're going to go into the past and the future. We're going to bring it here where we can actualize it and experience it. It sounded pretty exciting, actually. He was kind of laying out where we're going to go in this next evolution, next stage.
I had a little experience with this. I don't necessarily want to be political. I would just like to see things evolve to their best potential. And I was listening to some people being very dark and angry about Barack Obama and the evil that he is and the devil that he is. And these were people
that were listening to the Glenn Beck Show.
I've heard this quite a bit lately. And I thought, wow, how do I say something that just maybe sparks them to just get quiet down enough to just refeel this? And so I realized the one only thing I can say to them, because you're not going to change your mind, was to say, especially if they're Christian, is to say, I am praying that you are wrong. Because we can't afford to have you be right. So I'm praying you are wrong.
Yeah, but and in a way, they want to be right. It's righteous.
And then if that's not enough, my second level is, and I'm praying particularly because I want your kids to have a decent life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just telling you, I love what we're doing in a way because, you know, there are all kinds of stupid things you could say to argue with these people. And that's just old energy. That's just fighting and just playing the game. And so I'm really, really trying to take a step back and to feel into stuff before I say something that might just bring it to an okay now place. Oh, time.
Yes.
Good.
We got a lot to get through.
I just got so excited.
I know. Yeah,
it's been so exciting.
Happy.
Okay. Okay. I'll read nicely and talk less. I'm going to ask you to keep track of your experiences. It may be a diary. It may be a blog. It may be notes to yourself. We're venturing together into new territories, into the new world of new consciousness, new energy. Keep a log. It's going to help you to understand on days that are particularly difficult how you got from one point to the other. Some things will not make sense at all. I'm going to ask you to be comfortable with that. You're going to become very uncomfortable where there is no logic to it, when it defies logic and defies physics. Then you're going to feel real spooky, very out of control. That's the time to stop, take a deep breath, and to experience what this is like. I am definitely going to tape this to my bathroom mirror.
To the wall, yes. Well, I think Adamus is also saying that expect that things are really going to speed up, and it's not always going to be understandable, or it's not going to fit into our nice form of logic or our patterns. But isn't that what we've all asked for? You know, and then when it happens, we scream. But on the other side, I also know a lot of Shambhara who are going through incredibly wonderful experiences right now. A lot of amazing things happening in their life. And Adamus is just saying that, you know, keep a log. Again, I think it's a way of kind of tracking where we're going, the progress, but also by keeping a log, you can look back later and say it didn't make sense then, but it kind of does now. And it's going to be a way of understanding even more that comes along.
He's very accurate. If you're going to be part of this gathering, you have to be on the playing field. There's no room going forward for casual bystanders, for critics, for judges. We're all in this together, and this is serious and fun work. This is amazing work and potent work, but it's not a place for those who are just dipping their toes in. All of us from the Crimson Council are going to be giving ourselves in unprecedented ways. We're going to be supporting, encouraging, and working with you very, very intensely. But you have to contribute something. If you think you're going to take a free ride, it's not going to work for you in the same way. Volunteer, help, do something, contribute.
Damas was pretty firm about this, and he says we go forward. It's not just going to be about sitting in the chairs and listening and then doing nothing. He said, we're in this together. As a matter of fact, he said, I don't think it's in one of the slides, but he said he's with us every step of the way. But we have to be taking those steps also. He's saying we're going to go into some pretty amazing new territory, which just even in the last month, we experienced quite a bit of that in some of the workshops. But he said, do something, participate. And I loved it. He said, volunteer. And by the way, last month, we had so many volunteers at the end of the meeting cleaning and doing things. It was amazing. It was sweet.
Very sweet.
Because we have a core group of people that every month come in and put in a lot of time and effort setting up, tearing down. But last month at the end of the meeting, just an incredible number of people, we got it cleaned up and we were able to go and have a little bit of fun up at the Westfalenhof. Food not so good, but fun. And then he said also, send blessings. Just even sending a blessing to all of Crimson Circle is a wonderful way of expanding the energy. And he said, or contribute financially, which I always feel awkward talking about in discussing, so I'm glad he did it. But, you know, last month we had 4 times the amount of contributions than we had in any of the previous months. That is amazing. Yeah. Woo. And You know, and it's that old thing. There's some people that say, oh, you're always talking about money. And it's like, well, it is a business. And there are overheads. And there are realities, you know, of operating an organization like this and offering webcasts and a lot of the other services. So we have to address those. I'm glad he addressed them. But in the meantime, I want to let you know that this last month, the staff worked on a number of things. One was, they're working on it right now, is a program for people who want to volunteer, whether it's translating or hosting workshops or being the local circle coordinators or websites or whatever. We're getting that organized. It's been rather casual up to now. And we also put together a program, which I'll explain in a little bit, called Crimson Circle Angels, for those who want to be monthly subscribers or donors. And it's, again, it's nothing anybody's ever going to pressure anybody else into doing. But we had so many requests this last month from people saying, well, how can I contribute? How can I make a donation? So we put together a nice program. And it's been very heartwarming for us.
It's been a huge month of transition, and I'm going to throw this in because you should hear it. It's been interesting to watch, and I was apprehensive, nervous, whatever you want to say, about what would it look like when Adamus took over. And I have to tell you, it's probably been one of the most interesting things as a partner that I could have observed. And when we were in Santa Fe and doing the first interdimensional, Adamus determined that he wanted to do open eye channeling. And it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Weird for you. It was weird for me.
And I could only see from the side. I didn't get to see it straight on. But it was almost like Adamus was going, we would like to channel. We want to channel with the eyes open. Colder, I want to channel with the eyes open. We're going to open the eyes. And all of a sudden you see. And eyes slam shut. And then it's like, no, we want to see. We want to channel. We want to be able to see. Eyes open, Calder. You're going to open your eyes. And all of a sudden, you see. It was pretty entertaining. I wish we'd gotten on tape. It would have been scary. And then, of course, he throws the microphone off and demands to be able to walk into the audience. So it was quite interesting to watch Jeff, you know, as the human, adjust to these new demands of Adamus demanding different things.
It was really uncomfortable. Really, I'll talk about it in a minute when we show the okay. slides from... I want to get through these slides.
Of course you do. 4 points I'd like to make with you. Honor. Self and others. It means respect. Compassion. Non-judgment. No more processing. Act. Open up. Let go. Create characters of yourself. Loosen up the definitions. Create anything. Creation is the natural way of expressing God within. It is a requirement, and it sets you free. Pakawa. Create your totem. Let it come to you. It will be your pet, your servant. It's part of you and will work for you in many ways.
I'll go through these really quickly. It's kind of interesting to note. Adamus is really big on the word honor. And I forgot where it came up in one of the workshops or something. And somebody was talking about love. And he goes, love, you know, geez, that's such a abused, twisted word. You know, when you think about love, you think about the good stuff. But then you also think about the ones who said, I love you. And it also can be really rough. So he talks about honor. And it means absolutely respecting other people, no matter where they are, that they at some level are choosing that. And more than anything, do it for yourself. Honor yourself. And it's so easy to get to be hard on ourselves, but it's like step back and honor yourself for every experience that you've ever had. It's been amazing. The next one is to act. Adamus is big on acting. And it rubbed me wrong a little bit at first because it's like, well, acting is not real. That's not me. I'm making something up. And therefore, it's untrue. Well, he came around and said, well, look at this act you got going with you right now. You know, that's an act, and you're so immersed in it, you forget that you're just acting. You're acting like Jeffrey or Lecaldre. And he said, it's all an act. Once you learn and are playful with acting, you'll understand that you're the biggest act you got going. You get out of that kind of the prison or the walls, you get real flexible with your energy. And we had some fun experiences in Wisconsin with that.
It's like if you act like you're not shy, you won't be shy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Speaking of that, you know, I asked Lee Carroll at the Midsummer Conference, I said, you are such an amazing speaker. When Linda and I first knew you, he was afraid to talk in public. And I said, well, so what was the change? And he said, I realized there's part of me that's a really good speaker. So I let that part come out. Whether it's acting or an aspect or whatever, it doesn't matter. But it was saying, I am that I am. I choose to be a world-class speaker. And he now is. He's amazing. Create. Create anything. Adamus's point here is that spirit is expression and expansion, always expressing itself. The energy can't stop. Consciousness doesn't collapse on itself. It's always expanding. In order to experience that, it's about creating something, not necessarily just with your hands. Could be creating something just in your mind, in your heart or whatever, but letting that energy come out now and letting it expand. So create something. I would say
doing
people,
nothing is nothing.
Well, doing nothing is something. But what I see in it, the people who are really doing nothing right now are the ones who are sending the emails and at the monthly Q&A saying, I'm really depressed. I don't know what to do. All the rest of this. And you could probably get to the core and say, well, what are you doing? Well, nothing. Well, try doing something because that energy is going to come out. If you're doing nothing, it's still going to come out. And it's going to come out as depression. It's a way of expressing. And probably a way that doesn't feel so good and is not so comfortable. Energy has to continue to expand. It will do it in insidious ways. It'll do it in beautiful ways. It's up to us to choose. And then finally, the Pekawas. Some people didn't like that word. He said it goes back to Lemurian times. It's your animal totem. I don't know how many did their homework with that, but I know he's going to use it more and more.
Pekawa, what is that? I don't get it. What the?
It's a totem, animal.
I know what Pekawa is. What does that have to do with Lemuria, so to speak?
He said that it originates from Lemurian times, the word itself.
Why do people like it?
That sounds funny. Just excuse me, I have to go do a Pekawa here. It's like, I don't know. Anyway, you might want to keep in mind these 4 points. I think Adamus is going to be coming back to them over and over.
I think so.
So that was last month.
Good picture, Jeff.
Yeah. I had a little type problem, a little font problem. Yeah,
we caught that. Yeah. You should
Well, no, that's a long story. But anyway,
I know what
let's
happened.
Take a look real quickly at the September events. We did Adamus's interdimensional school. Used to be Tobias and Adamus.
First workshop since...
Since
Tobias had departed.
And how many here
arrived.
Were down in Santa Fe for the workshop?
Quite a few.
Quite a few, yeah. It was a great time. Great gathering, a lot of fun. And it was for me, it was a real experience. This is our group photo. Yeah. Good-looking group, huh? Yeah. It was an interesting experience. As Linda said, Adamus was wide-eyed and walking around.
Throwing the microphone off to make sure I don't get good recordings.
Yeah, and this is a shot of when Adamus was walking around. It was very, very uncomfortable. I didn't like it. It was too harsh.
You look a little uncomfortable.
It was too harsh. And then not only the eyes open, but then he wanted to get up and walk around. And it's like, hang on, I'm a channeler, and I'm not a walker. And, you know, and now I had to bring in the other senses, and it was very, very awkward.
How much did it make you have to really be present?
Oh, terribly. No. Terribly. I mean, really present. But there was too many... Now other dimensions added to it, you know, because I had all the physical senses going. I couldn't just sit in the chair with my eyes closed and do a nice little channel. And he walked around quite a bit. He gave me a little bit of reprieve, but I think the audience really liked it. And as you can see, there's no sleepers here. I mean,
there was no going off into the zone.
You can't be out in the zone with Adamus walking around because he does some strange and unusual things. Just another shot of him. He's very expressive. had a grand time, was stopping along the way, talking to people, interacting with them, giving them little, not readings, but little pep talks, I should say. So that was kind of fun. It was really
he was lecturing like that kind of that kind of teacher you had that you know would just call on you out of the blue so you could never kind of drift off, that you always had to be present. It was like that.
And it was Susie's birthday, so yeah. We had a grand celebration. Woo! Hey, Susie! I know, and that's why you told me that. You know, at the end, you're tired of the cake and the singing, so I had to put in a picture. It was sweet. I think we had about 70 people there, mm-hmm, from mm-hmm. Some from overseas, some from the States, but we had a grand time. And this is one of my little favorites. I forgot his name, but he's...
Emu.
Just amazing. It's like, boy,
very
if I could have been
soul.
Like that when I could was a kid. Amazing. And of course... And of course, look
Sartin
at that.
David.
This is a couple at Chambra riding around in a sports
David.
Car. Adamus had us go out one afternoon down to...
field trip.
Interdimensional experience. We went to Madrid, or as it's called down there, Madrid. A little funky town, and it was a cool experience. Mm-hmm. But anyway, good time was had by all. Then it was the New Energy Mystery School up in Egg Harbor, Wisconsin. How many were here, were there?
Wow.
Quite a few.
Quite a few.
It was, I was nervous about it. It was kind of like something I think we've been waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's like, what is Adamus going to do? What are we going to do? It turned out to be amazing. Interactive, fun,
oh,
inspiring.
You look so comfortable there.
He was, Adamus was even more expressive in Egg Harbor and walking around doing a lot of crazy things. And taking
oh,
us through.
Oh, wait, let me even go back. Okay, so John Kaderick and I did a really quick, you know, I called him. I said, oh, my God, he took the mic off. I got to have a wireless mic. So dear John Kaderick came up with this whole new setup with wireless mics. Do you think that was good enough? No, he had to take the mic off even though it was wireless.
He was bellowing into the microphone. He was doing a lot of very interesting things, all with a point. But again, here there was such a different energy in the room, with the whole thing. It was words can't express it right, but it was definitely different. Winston and Jan
Bowman.
And I've got quite a few slides here, but you'll see in these slides that this mystery school had an effect on people. you know, and weren't acting quite normal in this thing, and
this would be our dear friend John Kaderick.
Yeah.
Did you know that was John Kaderick with the sunglasses?
Yeah. You know, as you can see in the slide, it had an effect on the people. You might want to check with them today to see if how they're doing. But the longer the weekend went. I don't know if it's taking its toll or loosening us up, but something was transforming.
Twin sisters. Oh, a pole dance.
That weird, weird stuff going on there.
The Wright sisters, uh-huh.
And, of course, now I actually, we do a survey of all the schools just so we're always staying on top, making sure, you know, we're doing it right, trying to improve. One of the emails that I got in the survey was complaining about the food. And they were saying the food was heavy, a lot of sausage, a lot of meat, potatoes, bread, fried bread.
Deep-fried breaded cheese.
Yeah, a lot of beer, and it's hard to find
a vegetable. They donut-fried the dinner biscuits.
And it's like, we're in Wisconsin.
Hello.
Yeah. I gained about 5 pounds while I was back there.
It's the local cuisine.
And it's like, geez. Anyway, we had bonfires on a couple of different nights. Good singing, a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie. And like I said, I don't know what was happening to people. I don't know what Terry's doing here, but it looks unusual. Weather was beautiful, other than one afternoon, a little cloudy and drizzly, but it was Wisconsin at its best.
I don't know what Carrie's looking at there. Okay.
But Strange things happen at the mystery school. If you notice the knight in shining armor in the background. We did a lot of dinners together, just had a grand time with the group. But it was a different feeling or different energy than any of the schools or workshops we've had before. So that was a quick look at the mystery school. Our next one's in Berlin coming up next month.
That's correct.
I'll go through these rather quickly because we have a couple launch pads I want to get into. We're leaving this week. We're going to do the sacred...
Nobody cares. It's sold out.
Oh, yeah. It's sold out. We're going to be in France. After that, we're going on to Rome, our first time in Italy. Looks like we have about 60 chambre for a one-day event in Rome.
We have... The room holds up to 120, so it's a relatively small room. There's still time. If you're interested in going, please do register. It's just a one-day. It's our first...
Kind of get acquainted with Adamus.
We've never been to Italy. It's our first visit, and we're looking forward to it.
Yep.
And there are plenty of wonderful chambre there. There are like five different chambre websites. We're very lucky.
Yeah. Anyway, after that, it's the New Energy Mystery School in Berlin.
Oh, nobody cares. It's sold out.
It's sold out. something I did want to mention is there's a lot of people interested in taking the sexual energy teacher training. We are, by the way, going to make having attended an SES school a requirement to be a teacher in any of the schools. We feel that strongly about it. Yes, yes. Yeah. So we've had a lot of people say, how can I become a teacher now?
So that will be a requirement to be a Chambre Institute teacher. As more time goes on, even Tobias himself made it really clear, we can see it. It is truly has the most profound and transformational effect on people. And it's we love and respect the value. And that was Tobias's main message, his core thing that he left with us. And we feel the importance of it, and it is going to be a prerequisite for all SI teachers.
I think every day that goes by, we realize how important SES is. We can tell when we're out traveling who's taken SES and who hasn't, just as a course.
It changes your world.
It changes your world, truly does. So we're going to do a training in the Denver area in November, and then one in Berlin in early December. Okay, and then January, just for a heads up, we don't have the actual dates yet, but we'll be in South America, Brazil for an interdimensional workshop, and then Bogota, Colombia.
Bogota, Colombia is the last, probably going to be the last weekend in January. And Brazil will probably be right before that.
Yeah, so we'll put that on the website, but I wanted to give people a heads up what's coming up in January. Okay, and then I think most everybody knows about the Egypt trip coming up in February. I don't want to carry on forever about it. There's a lot of information on the website, but to me, it was the most life-changing experience that I've ever had when we were there last year.
Yeah.
I forgot how many days total, but we do have the boat, which there's a picture in the lower corner. We have that to ourselves for 6 days, all Chambra floating down the Nile.
No others, just us and our staff and our security and our support.
And Anders and Kachina are going to be there, and Norma and Garrett. We're gonna have a heck of a time. There's about 20 spaces left, and I wanted to mention that the early bird price goes off on October 15th. I know there's people who are kind of waiting, but we've had quite a few sign-ups lately. If you're interested in going, there's only about 20 spaces.
I also want to... Oh, and it's double rooms. I also want to mention that Egypt is a very profound place to go, but to make this kind of a commitment to a whole boat and to be able to bring Anders and Kachina and Norma and Gary... We probably will never be able to do this workshop necessarily on this scale again, so to speak. So if this in any way appeals to you, this is the one to consider because we...
It'll be Chambre only.
It'll be hard. It's Chambre only.
Yep. Okay. Oh, you know what time it is?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite times, the Chambre launch pad.
Okay.
You know why? Because I love putting together these slides.
I know you do.
And I love the fact that Chambre really is creating new projects, and our energy goes into things that anybody's creating and encourages people. It motivates them. It's I know for a lot of people who do the launch pad, it's nerve-wracking to get up here and to know that there's 20, 25,000 people watching while you're up here. But
it's, you know what?
And it's warm
not
up
that
here because of the lights and, you know.
It's not that hard. You just have to stand there, and if you don't know what to say, we'll ask you the questions. Really, anyone can do it, I promise.
But, you know, after people come up here and they show the pride and the love they have in their own projects, I think it changes the nature of what they're doing. So today we have two. Our first one comes to us from Canada, so I'm going to Skype in. So if you give me just a moment, I've got to do a little technical stuff over here. Our first launchpad today is Micheline, and I hope I pronounce this right, Vallée-Turpe, something like that. How would you pronounce that, Alain? I'm going to ask her in just a moment. So if you bear with me as I bring up Skype and bring in Micheline. Ah, she's ready.
What's the music coming from?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Turn off iTunes.
It's...
It's pretty.
I'm here.
Okay, bear with me just a minute. I'm in technical overload. Hang on. Oh, good. Oh, jeez. All right.
Welcome, Micheline.
Hi, Micheline. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Very nervous.
Oh, so am I. So am I. And what city are you in Canada?
In Montreal.
Montreal? And how was the weather today in Montreal?
A little bit of rain.
Ah.
It's fall.
Yeah. I love fall.
Micheline, welcome. And you know that you are really talking to a group that really loves and appreciates what you're doing. So you don't need to be nervous, but you can be.
Yeah. And so you've written a book, and it's called Misha. Title is Misha. And I think I have a copy right here. I'm going to show everybody. And now my understanding, the book is... it's kind of your diary, and it's kind of a history of your own journey through a lot of abuse. Apparently, you took notes over years, kind of wrote a diary, and then when you went to the first SES school given in Del Mar, California, about 4 years ago, that prompted you to put it into a book.
That's what happened. The book is a series of journals from 1999 until 2001. And it's really about what happened when I suddenly started to remember very, very bad things that happened to me when I was a little girl. And it's called A Disturbance of Lost Memories, because it was huge turbulence when I suddenly remembered things nilly-willy, images would come, I had no control over them, and so I'm a person who's always written a lot in journals, and so I was writing to my guides. I was writing to myself as a 3-year-old, writing to myself as an 8-year-old, and also writing a journal at a therapy, at a healing center, where the network spinal analysis therapy was being given. And when I attended the sexual energy workshop, I had put all that away in 2001, and I thought, enough with this stuff, and I don't want to hear about this anymore. And it just seemed that I should do something. I resolved to do something. I mean, I didn't do it right away. It still took a while. But the book was published last year. In August. And it not happy reading. It's not something you're going to read and feel good about. But it is something that can help you go inside, I think, because that's what I did. What I did was go inside because I couldn't trust. There's a big controversy with repressed memories. They call them false memory syndrome. And so you can't trust your memories because you don't know where it's fabricated and where it's true. But I decided to just show it this way. It's in chronological order. And it's just as raw as it can get because I didn't go and gloss over it. I didn't do any changes to it. Only the editor, which is fabulous, would voice in her concern with certain way things were written. But she never erased anything I wrote. And when I wanted to, she wouldn't let me.
So, Micheline, that's a big step. Taking something so personal and so traumatic and putting it into a book and then actually putting the book out there, because this is you in the book. This is some of your darkest experiences and some of your worst moments. How do you feel now after putting the book out?
I'd like to read something from the book that's very, very short. Very, very short. And that will show you what I'm feeling now, because I can't express what I'm feeling. And if you allow my glasses, it's terribly short, and I want to show all of Chambra that sometimes you're on a path, you don't always know where it's going to lead you. But this path led me here tonight, and it's the most amazing thing in my life. I'm totally amazing. In some of the journals, I write to my guides a lot. This one is dated June 20. And I say, please tell me what I'm doing wrong, what it is that I must do, what is wrong with me. First of all, you have to stop wanting to control everything. Let go, let go. All will come in good time. Well, I don't know what to do. I'm impatient. I'm also very scared. And that is why I want so much for it to be over. You must be patient. The work you do is on the inside. There is much to change. In a way, you are very fragile, so you must be gentle with yourself. Today, it felt as if God wanted to remind me how much He loves me, even if what will be shown to me is very painful. It must be pretty bad for so many precautions to be taken to watch over me. What really happened? And why did I dream I was 13 years old? How much of this is a fabrication on my part? And if it is a fabrication, what kind of monster am I? Am I terribly sick, crazy? What's wrong with me? Will it end soon? One way or another, I am so fed up. Patient. You must be patient. Please help me enter into some trance that I might write and then I might believe what I write. Sorry, you must make a choice. Choose here and now. I have no choice. I must believe. Otherwise, I am truly crazy. I need help. I can't go on anymore. I need help. I will trust. I will trust whatever happens, it is for my own good. I will trust that God loves me and that a part of these atrocities is that there's a part of us that accepts the aggression and the aggressor. I cannot express anger because I do not remember. I am always so passive. I never seem to get angry. Am I wrong? You will have to get angry eventually, but it can wait. You must express anger. Anger can be good. Not because you were hurt, but because these things should not be part of any society. Belief systems, expectations, and standards breed such oppressions. It is important to want to make changes by bringing about good and healthy relationships. I don't understand. Am I supposed to do something about this? How? We will show you. We will guide you. Be patient. All things will come in time, just at the right time. And here I am today.
Yeah, thank you. Micheline, thank you for being on the launch pad. The book is called Misha. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the book is called Misha, A Disturbance of Lost Memories. And I love that title. And again, thank you for being so bold and courageous as to share this part of yourself with us and everybody who is going to read the book. And thank you for being on Skype today.
Thank you. Thank you, Chambra.
You bet. Thanks a lot. We'll say goodbye for now, and you can get back on the webcast.
I sure will.
All right. Thank you.
We have the book here. We have the book here, and then they can also get it online. Is that correct, Jeff?
That's correct. I'm going to show that in just a minute. Okay. And, yeah, I think the best place to get it is on Amazon.com, and just do a search on Mika, M-I-C-H-A. It's the best place to get it. I don't know if we have any here or not.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do? Okay, good, good.
Yes, we do.
Excellent. And again, thank you so much for being on the launch pad today.
Thank you.
Okay. And it's time for another launch here in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. You may have heard of a movie by the name of The Leap. And we actually have one of the co-creators and producers here today. So please welcome Isaac or Ike. Ike, come on up, Ike. Doing today?
He needs a mic.
Oh, yeah.
Ike needs a mic.
Ike needs, if you stand like in here and then I'll play the little trailer as we get into it.
Okay.
But do you want to tell us a little bit about The Leap?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
We'll play the trailer.
Leap is a movie we made. We started making about 3 years ago. It came out last December. We're almost upon a year here. It's something that we were just inspired to do with no background in filmmaking. I had a background in the hospitality trade, and Chad had a background in, luckily, the computer industry. Mm. And it's amazing when you follow what you're being told or inspired to do. The whole movie came together. Mm. It's had a couple little glitches, but overall, I mean, the movie is just amazing because we just did what we were told, inspired to do, and now it's a full-time career. And we had no idea.
What's the movie about?
It's a crazy concept. Consider the whole world as an illusion, and then what does that mean?
Hmm. Interesting.
And how do you go about in the movie? Do you interview people or?
We do. It's more of a docudrama. It's right. Chad and I overlaid talking with several people, countless interviews of people like Dan Millman, who wrote Way of the Peaceful Warrior, Joe Vitale, who's written a million books, including Zero Limits, Peter Russell. We've got scientists in there like Fred Allen Wolfe, Peter Russell. Oh, my God, Will Arntz, who made What the Bleep Is in It.
Was it easy to get them to do the interviews?
Well, you know, it was funny because we all have these, you know, from the skin suit, in my language, you'll hear me use certain words, but from the skin suit level, I would think, like, how am I going to make this happen, and how do I do this? And I literally wrote a 3-sentence email to Dan Millman because at the time it had been the most influential book in my life. And he emails me back less than an hour later and says, here's my home phone number, call me. I know I need to do this.
Isn't that the sweetest thing when it comes that easy?
Yeah,
because you didn't get into your head, you know, about
exactly.
It. Yeah, yeah.
You
allowed
reasons, justifications, put
you
that all aside. And I just, what there was to do was to email Dan Millman. And that's the way most of them fell into place.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So can I play a little bit of the trailer?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to try to set this up. So
if you're at the main menu, you'll see one option being the trailer.
Okay.
Really exciting that you could just allow that to happen.
Oh, and it was so easy. It was overnight success, as you can imagine, right?
Yeah.
No resistance.
No.
I don't want to do that.
When it's right, it happens.
Try to find it here.
Effortlessly, it happens. Not that there wasn't work, right?
Doesn't mean the road isn't bumpy sometimes.
Exactly.
But there is a road.
Yeah, there are those nights of staying up till 5 a.m., but it's a fun 5 a.m.
It's a good story.
Yeah, I just made it up when I was sitting over there.
Okay, usually we play this from the back, but we didn't have the cable today, so...
Well, I feel like Chad's over there because Chad's in Florida doing multiple workshops and movie showings right now.
Interesting.
He usually creates some kind of little temporary glitch
before
he puts it out there.
I actually know how to do this. If I disinsert it and then try it again, it usually
comes
up.
Oh, it comes
up
right back up then, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it did before and the music was playing in the background.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's what I do. Turn everything off and see what happens next.
Well, they tell you with computers, they say, never turn off the computer. It's like, well, okay, something tells me that's exactly what you have to do. And with
yes.
a Mac, you could get away with that.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. We're slowly morphing over to the Mac world.
There you go.
Okay.
But they don't crash anymore.
Is that really
now,
true?
Is this the trailer?
No, this looks like the beginning of the movie.
The beginning of the movie.
Yeah, oh, boo-boo.
So there's a main menu, and then you'll see one of the options being trailer.
Okay.
Poor thing, you had this all ready to go.
Well, I was handed it about a minute before we walked up here, and therefore...
that's ugly.
This is a whole interesting new thing.
yeah, me too.
I didn't even know that was on the DVD.
Yaymo.
I don't think... Which one? No, I don't. No. And usually, I think I had it before when I put it in.
Yeah, I think
why don't you redo it, reinsert the disk?
Right.
Oh, yeah, there should be.
There.
Right there?
No, that's the play button.
Yeah.
The menu button.
There it goes.
But that's the,
no.
the movie. We need to get to a...
Right here?
I could be making all this up, though.
Gotcha.
There we go.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Now.
All right. Now, which one do I...
Don't play What the Bleep trailer. We love you, Will, but don't play the What
okay.
the Bleep trailer.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. All right.
Several of the bleepers are friends of ours, so
good.
We complimentary put their trailer
sure.
on there.
Not as real as we think it is.
We think it's concrete. We think it's reality.
What if it were true? That it's all made up, that it's just a story that you've been telling yourself, that you convinced yourself was real.
Nothing means anything. It's all mystery.
It can be interpreted on so many levels.
We're dealing with reality in terms of fields of possibility.
The world is not being done to you. The world is actually being done by you.
You are experiencing through form a reflection of yourself.
If we've been thinking a certain way for 30, 40 years, is it a matter of just changing it right then?
A lot of people ask the question, well, who am I or who are we?
The reality that's out there is very different from what we experience.
If this isn't real, what is?
What does it look like to go beyond the illusion of reality?
That inquiry can change a life.
Answering those questions enables us to enter what reality is.
That all this stuff that you thought was real isn't, and all these things that you thought had power over you don't. But the question that I invite you to ask yourself right now, no matter what kind of noise or yeah, but or whatever might be in your head right now, is just ask yourself a very simple question. What if that were true? What if it were true? Would you want to make the leap?
Cool. Woo. Excellent.
Woo. Thank you. Very nice.
And you mean to say, really, that you didn't have any experience in filmmaking or anything
Zero.
Like
we
that?
We still, to this day, have not taken a class.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, you guys know, right? Like, people tell you how things are supposed to be done, right?
Yeah.
There's how we're supposed to do things. And then you just do what you're inspired to do. And it generally goes smoother, we found. So it's
well,
funny.
Well, ignorance is bliss by some old energy definitions,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's amazing, too, that
don't
in
be
this
limited
day
by what
and
you
age,
don't know.
You know, with some computers and some... you know, a little bit of ingenuity, some creativity.
Stunning.
To put together something like this, I mean, that's fantastic. That looks like a very, very professional production on it.
You couldn't have done that 20 years ago. I mean, the equipment wasn't even available to do it. How magical is it that kind of creation is right now?
Yeah, and it's, you know, we spent $100,000 making Leap, and if that sounds like
that's
a lot
cheap.
Of money, boy, is that
that's cheap.
And that means we bought everything. We bought Macs. We bought the cameras. We bought everything for $100,000. Now we're making a movie about A Course in Miracles that'll be out at the beginning of the year.
Wow.
That, I shouldn't say anything to anyone, but that'll probably cost us $20,000-$25,000 yeah. to complete.
You know, it's one of those things, too, when you set out to do it and you say, but where are we going to get $100,000 or $20,000 or $5,000? Once you commit your energy to it, it literally starts showing up. If you're thinking about it and you just put your barriers out there and say, well, I don't know anything about operating a camera or I don't know how to edit, you've set up all those barriers. It's never going to happen.
Absolutely.
But once you do it, and then you feel good when it happens. And you also, like you said, you spend a lot of sleepless nights, and I'm sure you spend a few hours, you know, with the bank account and things like that.
Yeah.
But how's it turning out now?
Well, it's exactly what you're talking about. We pretty much funnel all the money back into future projects.
Sure. Yeah.
So, but it is interesting. You know, we've all probably lost jobs or lost this or lost that. And you find that eventually everything balances out. Everything works out. Exactly. So when you give up that insane concept of there's not enough and the lack and limitation, if you push yourself out further, something will show up in your storyline. Am I supposed to be looking at them?
Anybody. No. Doesn't matter. No. Yeah.
Something,
it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah. No, something will show up in your...
It's inspiring. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely. Something will show up in your storyline
exactly.
that it always works out. And the sure
exactly.
sign of that is you're all sitting here right now with us.
Yeah. And,
exactly.
and you know, it's a really, really wonderful example of Schomburg Creations or whatever, your own personal creation. Just if you feel it in your heart, just
make
bring it,
happen.
Into this world. It doesn't
Do it.
Mean every step is going to be easy. Because we are breaking through some barriers, including our own. But if you do it, it feels so good. You got a great product.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that it always looks perfect, right? I mean, even down the line, you get to the end of the road, but it is perfect. And
it
you
is
know
perfect.
It's perfect. And it's, I mean, it's just bliss. We're happy 99% of the time. I have two young kids, so I really couldn't be happy 100% of the time.
But also, I should note that...
Watch it, they might be listening.
The normal,
that's right.
The
that's
regular
right.
price is $25.
Yes.
You have a Crimson Weekend going on, $10.
Yes.
That's no way.
Yes. If you go to the website, it actually says Crimson Sale right now because... You know, I really love what you guys are up to. You've got a great community. You've got a great community here. You've got a great community abroad. So I said to our web guy, I said, let's just call it the Crimson Sale. Let's do a sale. I'm going to speak with these people.
Very
nice. Let's just do a Crimson Sale. So it's up until Sunday night. It's $10 for Leap right now. Wherever you are in the world, it's
$10. For a DVD, that's good. How long is the DVD?
It's this version is 84 minutes. It's designed like a software program, so it's always changing.
Right, different
you don't versions. Need to, you don't need to get the new version, and it's not necessarily upgraded or anything, but we always put little tweaks in there. There's
Thank
a lot
you.
Of secret, funky little stuff in the movie that people pick up on. So
cool. It's extra nice. Thank
well, how
you.
How about a huge
Absolutely.
Hand for Ike? And wonderful. And you have... You have copies here today, don't you?
We have copies here today.
Yeah.
It's $15 over here because, you know, we get that $5 out of you for shipping and handling.
Yeah.
So, but they're right over there. And thank you both.
Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Appreciate
really
it
wonderful.
Very much.
Thank you for being here.
And, you know, now that I'm thinking about Kathumi mentioned doing a movie at one point called What's Missing. And we haven't done too much with it, but let's talk later.
Well, that's interesting because that's what I said to Gene. I said to Gene, well, let's – this isn't really –
Yeah, it is. Go ahead.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
I'm normally loud anyway. And I said, let's talk about what's possible with you guys up here because we're local. We live in Loveland, if you don't know.
Oh, you're kidding.
We're right here.
I thought you were in California.
No. We look like we belong in California. With our long surfboard hair. Chad and I are both bald. Chad pretends he's not, but Chad, you're bald. Wherever the camera is, Chad, you're bald. So, yeah, but let's definitely talk. I'm going to stick around today, but we're definitely interested in doing something. So what would it take to create a movie around what you guys have going on?
Cool. I love it. Love it. And, you know, I know a lot of people here in Colorado and actually all over the world have said they would love to help with the production. And Kathumi's itching to get it done. If you listen to his we'll give you a copy of the What's Missing personal study course. But he kind of goes through it in a outline discussing it, but it'd be perfect for a movie. You know, what's missing? You in your life.
Sweetie, give the guy a breath.
Okay. I just get excited. Thank you, Ike. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Glad
so
to know
much.
You're,
glad
you're
you
local.
Be here.
All right. A couple of good launch pads today.
Really nice.
Okay, and before we take a break, just a couple of things in the Chambre news.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, there's some good stuff, you know, pertinent stuff here.
Oh, no.
So, Chambre news. Couple of things.
Oh,
we didn't get a chance to put it in the newsletter, but Adamus will be doing an interview with the Masterworks Healing Radio Show on Wednesday, October 7th at 5 o'clock. We'll put something on our website to give you the address where to go. But, you know, I did an interview this week. There was no channeling. It was just an interview. I know a lot of Chambre tuned in. It was fun because they were calling in. We were all talking. It was really fun.
And that's this Wednesday at 5 p.m. And is that Mountain Standard or California time?
Hang on. Let me go back. I hit the button. Okay. That's 5 o'clock Mountain Daylight time. I think that, Mountain Daylight. By the way, quick question. Dee Wallace is an author, just put out a book called, I think, the Big E, Everything is Energy, a healer and an actor. Does anybody know what one of her famous roles was?
Somebody said it.
The mom on E.T.
In the movie E.T.
Yeah,
she was the mother.
Yeah. And she and her friend, partner, Jared, have been emailing back and forth. They are amazing, wonderful people. She's got a great website. So if you get a chance, tune in to the Masterworks Healing Radio program on October 7th. That's coming up soon. That's Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another quick thing is we realized recently that over the years we've created about over 200 different products, everything from Ask Tobias, personal study courses, books, things like that. So Gene Tinder actually put together a full product guide. You can download it on the website. I know it's a little overwhelming to go into the store sometimes and you go, my God, where do I start? We didn't realize we had so many different things. So if you just want a good overall view of everything from the personal study. Oh, you have some over here today. Yeah, it's
very nice.
I think it's about 6 or 8 pages and it tells you everything that's available in the Chambre shop. I mentioned before about, I forgot this slide. Just real quickly, the Chambre-inspired logo this last week received federal approval from the U.S. government. It is now a registered trademark. And this is something that everybody can use. You can download it from our website. You can put it on your book, on your website, on your creation. It's what's called the collective membership mark. There's not many of them in the world. I mean, it's a collective membership trademark is something pretty unique. But because we're a global family, we wanted something where everybody could use that. So it's now legal, registered. You can download it and use it from the website.
They don't have to get permission even to use it.
Just go ahead and use it.
It's available to you.
Before I mention the Crimson Circle Angel subscriber program, we have a lot of people every month that make donations on a regular basis or just one time. But this last month, we had a lot of people that asked, well, how can I support Crimson Circle financially? So we created the Crimson Circle Angel subscriber program. I don't want to go into a lot of the details here, but basically there is 3 different levels, $22 a month, $44 a month, and $99 a month.
No wonder ISIS is wounded?
No, I hit the wrong slide. stop.
Interesting.
If you want details on how to become the Crimson Circle Angel, by supporting the Crimson Circle, go to the What's New button at the very top of our website. There's a little button there, and then just hit that link, and it will describe. But there's some benefits, things like some special Adamus channels during the year, advance notice on workshops, because a lot of them do sell out. I forgot what else is on there. Oh, Discount in the store, DVD collection for some of the categories of all the shouds. We don't put anything out on DVD, so it'll truly be special. But more important than anything, we appreciate the support of everybody here, everybody listening and online. It allows us to do this, the webcast, all the work that Crimson Circle
Thank
does.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, and now before break, just a few slides titled, No Wonder ISIS is Wounded.
This is almost not funny already.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. We're really pushing the limits here.
Yeah, you know, there's not a lot of laughter. It's more like, oh, my gosh, you got to be kidding. Hey, no wonder ISIS is wounded.
We just didn't think anybody liked capturing it on film.
So with that, we're going to take a break now, but we want to end this part of the segment on acknowledging everybody who makes this webcast possible, the staff, the crew that gets here early, the people who are sponsoring the groups overseas, a variety of different locations, everybody who works really hard every month, folks over at the table here, folks who help tear down and clean up at
the
end of
the
day.
It's hard to say the thank yous because there's so many people and it's too easy to leave people out, and that's always the hard part.
But I had a slide.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, we're going to take a 20-minute break and come back and see what's new. Thank you.